Let's face it, life on planet Earth can be quite challenging. Who knew that coming to this planet as a spiritual being living a human experience would be filled with so many obstacles? Welcome to our Soul Tribe family. Well, hello everyone, and welcome to episode 6 of Your Soul's Journey on Planet Earth. I am Susan Saucier, your intuitive spiritual earth guide. It's my wish and intention to bring you guidance, wisdom, and knowledge to help you navigate life as a spiritual being living a human experience. In this particular episode, we are going to be talking about some of the angel number meanings, and we will talk about more angel numbers in future episodes. Over the years, I have put together a lot of different information regarding angel number meanings that I collected from others, what resonates with me, and also what I receive during meditation. So I will include any of those references in the show notes below. So let's begin by first reviewing what angel number meanings are. Have you ever noticed how often you might be seeing the same number over and over again? A lot of people will mention, oh, I keep noticing that I always look at the clock when it says 1:11 or 10:10 or 2:22, whatever it might be, or I am driving in the license plate in front of me, I keep seeing 4:4 or 9:9. Whatever it may be, it's a pattern that's being shown to you, and it's not a coincidence. It is what we refer to as angel numbers, and they are a recurring sequence of numbers, and they have spiritual significance. And even according to numerology, they believe angels are speaking to you as well in very synchronistic ways. So when you're seeing something over and over again, don't consider it just a coincidence. Know that your angels are trying to get your attention because these numbers do have meanings behind them. And if you haven't listened to my other episode about the escape room, I kind of explained how within life you will be receiving many hidden clues and messages. When you become really self-aware, then you begin to notice them more. So in this episode, we are going to be talking about angel numbers. I will only be going through 1, 2, and 3, those sequences, because don't want to make this too long, but I will be doing other episodes where we will continue on with that series. So let's begin by reviewing what the angel number meanings are that are associated with 111. Before I get further into 111, I do want to explain, because some people will ask me, what if I'm just seeing 11 a lot? Or what if I'm just seeing 111 or 1111 a lot? What I've come to understand is that they all hold the same significant angel meaning. However, sometimes the 11 can be looked at as, you know, a 2 if you add them together, so that could bring in that series as well. But I don't want to get too detailed with it. So the more numbers together, for instance, if you're seeing 5 ones in a row, like 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, then it's more amplified. Okay, so let's talk about 111 to start with. When you see 111 or even 1111, you are being reminded that you are in a time of spiritual awakening. Whenever you see the same number repeated, for example, 111, but you see 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, you are wanting to amplify the angel message that's being brought to you even more, making that angel message something that the angels are really, really wanting you to feel and take in. So if we break down the angel number 11 to 1, then you're being reminded to focus on yourself, new beginnings, independence, and leadership. The angel number 111 is a very high vibrational number, and it's filled with spiritual transformation, and it helps remind you to tap into your intuition. Now, if you continue to notice 111 over and over again in that sequence, whether it's more ones or less, the one number sequence, this can also be what is referred to as an energetic portal that's opening for you, especially if it's like 1111 or 1 and 1. It is reminding you to trust that everything will work out, to stay calm, and don't let yourself become consumed with negative emotions, because they'll just keep you in a low vibration which will keep you even more stuck. 111 is also reminding you to pay attention to what you're focused on. What thoughts are you allowing to fill up in your mind? Are they positive and uplifting, or are they negative and worrisome? 111 is urging you to step out of your comfort zone, release the negative thoughts, and go after your dreams. You are being provided many opportunities at this time, but you will miss them if you focus on what you don't have instead of what you want in your life. 111 is also reminding you that change is inevitable. You may not like change, but in reality, whether you wanted to or not, you have changed. You are not the same person you were a few years ago. It's important to recognize that. Even though you may not like change, you can look at yourself and notice that even you have changed, because life all around you will continue to change. So embrace the person that you've become and the person that you're still becoming. 111 is also a reminder to let go of the past, especially the heavy stuff. You are meant to shine and enjoy your life. Focus on what you enjoy and what makes you feel good. It's important to also remember that 1 is a symbol of leadership. When you continue to see the sequence of ones, your angels are reminding you that you matter and you are capable of making a difference in this world. Use the wisdom and the knowledge that you have experienced from your past to empower your future. To wrap it up, your angels are reminding you that you are ready for new beginnings. What you are thinking about and focusing on is playing a big part in what you are experiencing in your life. So focus on the positive and what makes your heart sing. You are destined for magnificence. If you stop getting stuck in the would've, could've, should've, that's just junk and it's not serving you. So let it go and know that when you see the angel numbers 111, they are offering you blessings of new beginnings, leadership, taking ownership of the direction you want to go in your life, and pay attention to what you're focusing on. And if you're thinking yucky thoughts, that's a huge reminder to let it go. Pay attention to what you're thinking, what you're feeling. Shift it, because your angels are giving you those numbers to remind you of just how powerful you are. Now let's talk about the angel 222 meaning. Again, the sequence of twos. It can be two, it can that you see constantly, 22, or even many twos. Your angels are reminding you of the significance of finding balance and harmony in your life, especially when it comes to your relationships with family, friends, coworkers, and even yourself. Angel 222 number also is reminding you to tap into your intuition, your creativity, and to pay attention how you manifest. Again, thinking of how you think and feel is very important. Also, if you see 222, your angels are reminding you to take a step back from a situation. Take time to sit in quiet. Do some deep breathing, for you are being made aware of the power you hold within to bring grace, balance, and harmony to the situation. If you find yourself seeing 222 frequently, you are more than likely traveling the path in this lifetime as a peacemaker. You know how to compromise and find what it takes in each situation to result in a win-win. 222 is also making you aware of your heightened intuition and to tune into that ability and the power so it can guide you. Finding the right balance between the physical world and the spiritual world may be what you're also being reminded of when you see the sequence of twos. 22 is a master number. So seeing that is also bringing into your awareness your ability to be a master architect in your world, where you can create the outcomes you wish with a solid foundation. But it starts with you. Seeing 222 is a sign that your life may be out of balance, as we talked about, maybe out of harmony. So again, what ways can you bring that harmony and balance into your life? This can be with juggling careers and home life, which has been going on so much this year, but it can also be in balancing your emotions physically, mentally, spiritually. All of that is needing balance and harmony, as well as giving and receiving. If you're giving way too much, you're off balance. If you're receiving and letting everybody else do everything, you're off balance. So seeing that 222 is a reminder to get back in balance and make sure you are equaling out the giving and the receiving as well. Are you working too much, spending too much time at work and forgetting about your loved ones? Or are you focused so much on your family and all the drama and chaos it might be bringing that you're forgetting about what you love to do and what your work is and your career goals that you have been putting aside? Again, the 222 is showing up to say, hey, it's time to stop, take that breath, and bring balance and harmony back into your life. It will make you feel amazing. And sometimes it requires you to set boundaries so that you can honor the balance you're seeking. Let's recap 222 by saying it's a reminder to take a step back if needed, find the balance in your life, especially if you're juggling too much and trying to do it all yourself, give up the sense of control, and let others help you so they can grow too. Giving and receiving, super important when you see 222. Think to yourself, am I balancing things in my life right now? Am I feeling totally out of alignment? The 222 are your angels saying, hey, pay attention. We want you to take care of you. Look at your relationships. Look at how you're treating yourself and everything else when it comes to that 222. The last angel number we will talk about in this episode is 333. So when it comes to the angel number 3, meaning the positive influence of this master builder number has an uplifting effect on everyone who has the pleasure of encountering it in their life. Remember, the divine forces when this sacred number presents itself in your life. Think of that. It's very spiritual. Angel number 333 is offering you opportunities for growth and a sign that your angels are nearby, cheering you on with support and encouragement. And you are more than likely going through a time in your life where really important decisions are needing to be made. If you're seeing 333, your angels are then reminding you that you will be able to make the right decisions for your life and your goals at the perfect time that's in alignment and right for you. So if you're overthinking and feeling really stressed and worried about these big life decisions and you see 333, it's a reminder to take that deep breath and know that your angels are cheering you on and that everything's gonna be in alignment at the perfect time for you. 333 is also making you aware that your life could be changing in a very big way. And this could even include awakening spiritually, but also it could include big changes like new careers and moving, anything that forces you into situations that are new to you but can be very rewarding. 333 shows up when you're faced with, again, challenging decisions, needing support and guidance. Know that this is temporary, whatever you're going through, and it's also filled with many lessons that are giving you the opportunity to evolve and improve on some negative issues that you may have been holding on to, or even causing you to repeat patterns that are not serving you. So 333 is like, hello, we're here, we're supporting you, we're cheering you on, things are going to be okay, but we want you to pay attention that there's a lot of lessons that might be showing up right now, and you're kind of repeating some patterns that you know you need to let go of. So you will find the best results if you can remain open-minded with a positive outlook and a willingness to own any mistakes from the past and use them to your advantage as knowledge and wisdom going forward. Angel number 333 is also letting you know that as a result of what you've been going through, there is going to be good news coming into your life. This can also be great, showing up as a reminder that good news is coming regarding your career as well. It can be any area of your life, but it can focus on your career. You may even find yourself celebrating angel number 3 alone or with friends, family, or those close to you. So make sure you enjoy whatever celebrations are on the horizon for you. Spend time enjoying that moment. Also, the spiritual meaning of angel number 3 is unity. It symbolizes the mind, body, and the spirit. To wrap it up, 333 is your angels guiding you and letting you know that you're being reminded there could be a change, a big change in your life. Could be physical, could be something involving your emotions, could be a move in location, could be a big career change, could be an ending of a relationship that's much needed, could be a new relationship beginning. It's just there's changes on the horizon, and it's very much coming into your life because it's necessary for your evolvement. and it will involve positive change that's for the better. So know that change can be difficult to go through at first, but if you're willing to be open-minded, take ownership of where you can change, and once things settle down, you will see the wonderful results that you are being rewarded and blessed with. So before I begin your guided meditation, I will leave you with a quote from Doreen Virtue. Quote, "Your angels are always with you, every minute of every day. You are never alone. You are always loved and always watched over." End quote. Well, my friends, I hope you have found this podcast inspirational and helpful. And if you did, please share with others, follow me, subscribe, comment, and please know that I'm truly grateful that you are part of this Soul Tribe family. And I have a guided meditation coming up that I've done specifically for this episode. But before we start that, I would like to mention briefly that I am currently offering some coaching sessions. I have many different packages available to fit your specific needs. Many of these packages do come with bonuses of personalized guided meditations that can help you evolve to who you are meant to be on this planet. So please feel free to email me if you have any questions regarding the packages, payment plans, etc. I'm happy to be of service and help in any way I can. I will put my website and info below. So I hope this guided meditation today will inspire you to love yourself unconditionally and continue to heal and grow and evolve as you intended to on your life's journey here on planet Earth. So let's begin by finding a comfortable place where you won't be disturbed. Begin by closing your eyes and taking a nice, slow, deep breath in through your nose and releasing through your mouth, knowing that you are inhaling new beginnings and releasing old heavy energy. Being aware of your breath and being so grateful for every breath that you're able to take. Once again, take in that nice, slow, deep breath, savoring it, and let go and exhale slowly and gently, letting your body begin to relax and giving yourself permission to just let go. Allowing any thoughts that come into your mind to be put to the side, knowing that you can tend to them later. This is your time for your body, mind, and spirit to heal and restore itself. Now at this time, we ask to be surrounded by pure divine love, healing light energy, safety and protection always. Calling in our spirit teams and the archangels to bring the elements of fire, water, air, and earth as a representation of their divine love, healing, and guidance on this journey. Divine healing source energy, we ask that you help us to understand the depth of our being and the true potential that we each hold within us to overcome the obstacles and challenges we experience in life, and that we come into our path and open our awareness even more. We ask that you please shine down upon us your beautiful healing light, filling us with your wisdom, your knowledge, your guidance and clarity. We ask that you help us to see and take notice of all the angel numbers in our lives that are all around us, so that they may bring into our awareness the messages and the teachings that we are needing in our lives. Now let's go on a journey together to discover what guidance and clarity may be coming to you in the form of angel numbers. Begin to notice before you a mixture of colors swirling gently, beautiful, vibrant colors. Whatever ones you may see are perfect for you. Now allow these colors to begin to intertwine with your energy field. You can feel them bring about a deep sense of peace and love and tranquility, safety, flowing ever so gently, as if it's caressing your aura with beautiful feather-like strokes of pure divine love and pure healing energy, nourishing your soul. Now, as you bask in these vibrant colors, allow yourself to let go, to just float and drift ever so gently. Feel yourself floating and drifting, relaxing and letting go. And suddenly you find yourself in a place where you see different symbols and colors and numbers, maybe even crystals and gems. And as you look around, you realize you are in a place that's deep within yourself. And this place holds many answers and solutions to the situations that you are embarking upon in your life. And they may have been unknown to you due to your lack of awareness. But right now that is changing, and you are becoming even more aware each and every day, beginning to notice all the angel numbers around you. But right now, here in this present moment, while you are in this wonderful, deep, and relaxing state of mind, you find yourself traveling along beautiful path, taking a journey, going deep within yourself, discovering the true potential that you have always had within to overcome, to persevere, and to surrender to all that is already in place for you. Now find yourself in a beautiful meadow, noticing that the weather is exactly how you like it. You can smell the fragrant flowers. You can hear the birds singing. And you can feel the amazing joy of this sacred space that is yours and yours alone. Now, as you walk along the path in this beautiful meadow, you begin to notice different angel numbers showing up all around you. You may even see numbers written up in the sky, some painted on trees, and some may even be floating in the air. Just take note of these numbers and the sequences that you are seeing, for they are your angels bringing you messages that you are needing at this time in your life, guiding you, supporting you, encouraging you, and gifting you with blessings that you're needing at this time. I will give you a moment to take in all the different numbers that you may be seeing as you allow yourself to let go and feel the impact these angel numbers are bringing into your awareness. What numbers are you seeing before you? Just breathe and relax. Know that over the next few days or even months, you may experience seeing even more of these numbers. You may even see different sequences as you progress on your journey. Breathe. Let go. Allow these numbers to be revealed to you. Know that you are seeing these angel numbers because you are meant to see them. They are there for you to make you aware that you are truly never alone and that you are being guided in beautiful, magical ways by these angels. Your creator and your spirit team and angels are bringing you the guidance you seek. It is right there written before you. These angel numbers are specific to your needs. Understand that within a short amount of time, you will continue seeing these numbers again and again as a reminder of the love and the guidance and the healing that your angels are bringing you. See them all around you, lighting up the numbers that you are meant to see. Breathe, relax, and let them in. Now, my dear friend, your angels want you to know this message. I trust you. I believe in you. And I know you are working so hard to create an amazing life. Keep trusting yourself. Everything is going to be okay. I have no doubts that you will find the answers you seek and live a life that fits you beautifully. And these angel numbers are a part of your life's journey, holding infinite wisdom to guide you on your path. Now bask in this moment just a little bit longer, taking in the sequence of numbers that you are seeing, knowing that your angels are bringing them into your awareness right now. Breathe, relax, welcome these numbers in. Now take in a nice, slow, deep breath, filling your body up with new, vibrant energy, exhaling all the toxic energy that was just moved through you that you no longer need, feeling the shift in your body as if a weight has been lifted off of you. You're now feeling lighter, more joyful, filled with an empowering energy moving through your entire being. We now give love and gratitude to the archangels, our spirit team, and the angels for providing their beautiful angel numbers at this time and their continued support, their guidance and assistance as you experience your soul's journey on planet Earth. And so it is. Now slowly begin to bring yourself back to the present moment, letting yourself back into the present time, knowing that you will be seeing many numbers from the angels in the next few days or even months as they continue to make sure you are aware of their guidance. And when you are ready, you can slowly open your eyes. Welcome back, my friend. I wish you a wonderful week ahead. Namaste.